I'm Sarah Whitman, and this audio is entitled, Why Does Your Dog's Food Matter? Our food choices are deeply rooted in culture, personal preference, lifelong habits, and perceptions about food. Changing what we eat is often difficult, and extending that to dogs can be equally challenging. However, diet is a fundamental aspect of how our bodies perform, and offering our dogs a high-quality diet is a central way to care for them. Moving beyond the concept of the modern-day kibble and into an indeed ancient practice of eating real, whole foods is an excellent way to care for your dog. Considering pets are often viewed as family members, or at least important pieces of the family dynamic, it is in the best interest of not only animals but caretakers, veterinarians, and other professionals to optimize these animals' health. Diet is one way to accomplish this. Feeding them healthy, human-grade foods can not only maintain their health in the short and long term, but may help avoid or minimize the emotional and financial turmoil associated with having a sick pet. Pinpointing the most appropriate diet is a reasonable first step to this goal. As with humans, dogs may either thrive or languish as a result of the food they eat. There is a difference between subsisting on a baseline diet and thriving on foods that maximize health. Even arriving at a goal somewhere in between, eating relatively healthy foods most of the time, is a good start. As a result of risks associated with commercial pet food, feeding human-grade foods is, by default, safer than feeding commercial pet foods. Pet caretakers spend billions of dollars on their pets per year, and the American Pet Products Association calculates that out of the $69.5 billion we spent in 2017, over $29 billion was spent on food. Diet is clearly an area of interest and a necessity for dog parents, and attention should be given to what constitutes the best diet. But what food is best? To answer this question, we really need to dig a little with more questions. What kind of diet is best for us humans? Is it processed, dry cereal-like foods served exclusively at each meal for years? Or is it food in its natural state, full of moisture, intact nutrients, and non-nutrient protective compounds at each meal for years? What does your instinct and science say? When it comes to a balanced diet, should we eat the same thing all the time or a variety? And before commercial dog food was invented, what did dogs eat? Here's my general answer to all these questions. Our instinct, experience, and science all tell us a variety of fresh whole food is best and always has been. That goes for us and our dogs too. Rotating foods and offering a range of options provides nutrient variety over time, and a quality multivitamin and mineral supplement helps cover all bases. While an individual homemade dog food recipe or meal may not be completely balanced on its own, this is certainly not justification to reject the idea of home cooking. This is much like our own diets. Surely every meal we eat is not 100% balanced, but eating a variety of foods is recommended for nutrient balance. As an added consideration, many nutrients work together or against each other when eaten together, so eating specific foods together or avoiding specific foods together is a factor and another reason to support the idea of varying foods over time. I hope you've enjoyed this audio, and you can always visit dogfoodcoach.com for more.